الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا مع المهتدين. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله: إمام عادل، وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله عز وجل، ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد، ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرقا عليه، ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله، ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه، ورجل ذكر الله تعالى خاليا ففاضت عيناه، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. On the most precious gift of Iman. And every Nabi had invited essentially to three things that forms the core of our belief structure. Tawheed, Allah is one, all alone, He has no partner. Nobody resembles Allah Azza wa Jalla in His perfect and complete attributes and qualities. And He alone is worthy of all forms of worship. Belief in our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the final and greatest of Allah's messengers, and all the messengers who had preceded and come before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thirdly, belief in life after death, the day of judgment, that every one of us will definitely be brought back to life in body and in soul. And Allah ta'ala shows us signs of these time and again. The earth that was dead in the winter and autumn months, by means of beneficial rains, it comes alive. When Allah talks about this, Allah says that very same Allah will bring the dead back to life from the graves on the day of Qiyamah. So the Akhirah, Jannat, Jahannam, that very same Akhirah, the severities of that day will be of such proportions that except those who will be in total peace and comfort, when everybody else will be in absolute pandemonium, so much so that Allah Azza wa Jal describes the scenario that a person will run away from the most near and dear ones, one's parents, one's wife, one's children, one's brother. A person will flee from them, engrossed in one's own well-being. For indeed success is to be distanced from the fire of Jahannam and entered into Jannah. Allah Ta'ala clearly, emphatically says that that is success personified. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. One beautiful hadith of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we discussed today, narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu an, who has the honor of narrating the most amount of hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 5,734. He had great desire and yearning to learn, increase in his knowledge of deen, and especially memorization of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he has conveyed as a great treasure with absolute trustworthiness to this ummah. When people would be astonished at the amount of hadith he had committed to memory, he gave the reasons himself that he would dedicate all his time to be exclusively with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says initially he used to forget things. When one day Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spread out his shawl and made dua, and he says, thereafter I never ever forgot anything. And such dedication and sacrifice, the pangs of hunger sometimes would cause him to fall unconscious, and people would think that he is afflicted with some form of epilepsy. And he says, the only reason that I would fall flat down unconscious, one reason only, the severity of the pangs of hunger. One occasion, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a beautiful question, "Man asadun nasi bi shifaatika yawm al-qiyamah?" Who will be the most honored and most fortunate with your intercession On the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first commends him and praises his desire for knowledge. Just on that point, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man humani la yashban." There are two people who are greedy about things. One is highly praiseworthy and the other is detestable. The person who is highly desirous of the knowledge of deen, no matter how much a person learns, that hunger is never satiated. One goes on learning deeni knowledge till the dying moments, and that is highly praiseworthy. And the other is that person who is desirous and greedy for material things of this world, that the more a person gains, the more a person wants to increase. As Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if that person is given a valley of gold, he will not be satisfied until he receives another valley of gold. And the only thing that will put an end to that desire and greed will be the sand of the qabr with which that person is covered. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I knew that nobody else will ask me this amazing question, that who will be the most fortunate with your intercession on the day of Qiyamah. I knew that none other than you would ask this question, knowing your desire for the hadith and the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the most fortunate with my intercession on the day of Qiyamah will be those who recited La ilaha illallah, and we recite these words with ikhlas and sincerity. A great honor of reciting this kalima with ikhlas and sincerity, to be honored with the shafa'ah and intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this beautiful, amazing hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah said that there will be seven people on the day of Qiyamah, and this hadith has been quoted in the beginning, it's Arabic text, who will enjoy the honor and the sanctity of the shade. And what a great shade, the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. When on the plains of Qiyamah in sweltering heat, there will only be one form of shade, that is that which will be cast by the great arsh of Allah Ta'ala, no other means of shade besides that. And try and contextualize another hadith. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, on that day the sun will come down just 1 mile above the heads of creation, that people will be drenched in perspiration based on various actions and commitment and obedience to Allah, in their own perspiration, some up to the ankles, some to the knees, some to the waistline, some to the chest, and some, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated, will be like the reins that are put into the mouth of a horse, will cover a person up to that point. So can we imagine that shade on a day like this, 30 degrees Celsius plus? We value and understand, appreciate the value of shade, that Allah Ta'ala in the Quran counts amongst the signs of His greatness and a great ni'mah and favor of Allah Ta'ala. So it will be at a maximum value. And you imagine an open plain in sweltering heat, there are only one form of shade, a tent or maybe some covering. At what premium that shade will come? So Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity. So in this hadith, seven are mentioned. There are many other hadith that details. May Allah reward the scholars of hadith who have compiled from the various ahadith. And it has been counted that approximately in various narrations, up to 97 deeds in this world will ensure a person the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. One hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, three things will be in the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. One is the Qur'an Azim, that has the exterior, the interior. So to understand it from its correct and authentic sources, to believe in it, to practice upon it, to ponder upon it from the authentic tafsirs, and then to propagate its message, such a person, the Qur'an will argue in favor, and that person will enjoy the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. The second will be amanat and trust, trustworthiness, a great and a valuable quality. And third, maintaining family ties and relationships with one's relatives, irrespective of their behavior, to make a concerted effort to join ties, sila rahmi, family ties will actually supplicate in proximity, make dua close to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. O Allah, join to your mercy the one who joins me, and sever and cut off from your mercy the one who severs and cuts off me, cuts off family ties and relationships. Others are also mentioned in various ahadith, especially going easy with a debtor who is seriously, sincerely trying to pay off the debt, to give respite, maybe to lessen the amount, not put pressure as far as time is concerned. and even write it off. It is a huge sacrifice, yes, but that will be rewarded immensely with the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. A person who assists a mujahid who is fighting the way of Allah, and the brave mujahideen at present in Palestine, in Gaza. Let us understand very importantly the high level of deen. In Gaza, just a couple of months ago, there was a program in a masjid called Safwatul Huffaz, where more than 2,000, I stand to correction, 1,500, 2,000 Huffaz in one masjid in one day, each one of them read to a listener the Quran Azim from beginning and completed the whole Quran in one majlis on the same day in thousands of numbers. We have been told by reliable sources that majority of those who are standing up valiantly and are inflicting huge losses that the mainstream media do not tell us about, huge losses on the IDF in massive numbers far beyond what the mainstream media would tell us, majority of those who are participating are Huffaz of the Quran. Many of those who took part in that gathering have been honored with martyrdom and shahada. So one who provides even shade to one who is fighting the way of Allah, who forms any form of assistance, one who sees to the needs of a widow, and one who is an honest trader and businessman amongst the many in that list of those who will enjoy the sanctity of the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. But the hadith we are discussing, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam here mentions seven things. Imamun Adil, an honest and a fair, just ruler. At the highest level, a ruler of a land, of a country. But any person in any form of authority, to exercise fairness, justice, especially to treat our subordinates, whether in our homes, our businesses, to treat them fairly and justly. How sad it is, you would hear domestic complaints that we had been promised so much. End of the day, they said, take your money and go away. You are illegal. We will not pay you the rest. Do what you want. Let us remember there is answerability in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla on the day of Qiyamah. So fairness and justice, equality that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was synonymous with, that so much so, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once mentioned, if I am not fair and just, then who will ever be? Secondly, شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. A youngster who is nurtured in the ibadah, in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, at the prime of one's physical, psychological, financial strengths, those strengths are channeled in Allah Ta'ala's obedience, in living the deen, in spreading the deen, in helping the deen, that is highly beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Amongst the great successes in the spread of Islam, to lands where Islam remains for centuries, and millions were guided to Islam. Tariq bin Ziyad into Spain, Muhammad bin Qasim al-Thaqafi in the Indo-Pak subcontinent, Sultan Muhammad al-Fatih, the conqueror of Istanbul. All of these, the ages range between 17 and 22. So a youngster who is nurtured in the ibadah, the worship, the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Another of those categories, a person whose heart is strongly linked and attached to the masajid of Allah Ta'ala. As said, the brave resistance by the Hamas and other groups in Palestine at present, it comes with a very, very strong dini background. They had been nurtured and raised in the masajid as young children. And look at the power and the strength of iman. So that person whose heart is like a permanent fixture, deep love and attachment to the masajid, the least is to perform our daily salahs as males in the masajid, and thereafter to spend over and above that quality time, one of those individuals whose presence in a community cools the anger of Allah Ta'ala, that nation was deserving of adab. But if Allah Ta'ala finds those who keep alive the masajid of Allah Ta'ala, the entire community is spared. Next category, Rajulan Tahabbani Fillah. Two people who meet, depart, and the entire meeting was only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, no material or any other ulterior motive. Their love for each other is based on iman for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Another category, the value of modesty, of haya, a person who was invited, did not have to make an effort and go after it. He was invited to committing haram by a woman who was blessed with beauty. From a noble family had invited him, And Allah Azza wa Jalla had given this person the taqwa, that at the critical moment he says, "Inni akhafu Allah," verily I fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, and abstains and refrains from haram. The greatest form of ibadah is to stay away from haram and from sin. So that person, for subduing the heat of temptations, will be honored with the coolness of the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne on the day of Qiyamah. Another category, and the last two especially, have to do with a lot of sincerity and ikhlas. Number six, that person who gives sadaqah. And if there is one action that cools the anger of Allah Ta'ala very speedily, it guarantees a person a good death, saves from a bad death, and guarantees a good death, and draws the mercy of Allah Ta'ala very speedily. It is giving sadaqah and charity secretively, so much so that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the left hand is not even aware of what the right hand spends. So to do sadaqah, to spend in the noble causes, especially for the sake of those who are highly oppressed, desperate situations in the ummah, but to do so secretively only and solely that Allah Ta'ala alone knows. And lastly, number seven, that person who is all alone, whether in the room, in the masjid, at home, in our cars, in the business, in remembrance of Allah, maybe inspired by the love of Allah, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, crying, shedding tears for the ummah. That person who cries when all alone and only Allah is aware of those tears will be honored with the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. Salahuddin al-Ayyubi rahimahullah, we've mentioned this previously, let us never underestimate the power of dua. When the crusader forces were sending many reinforcements, many ships, he spent the entire night in ibadat and dua. The next morning a pious person said to him, "Glad tidings, your tears have drowned the ships of the crusaders." So a fair and a just ruler, a person who is strongly linked to the masajid, a youngster nurtured in the obedience of Allah, two people who meet, greet and depart only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, a person invited to commit haram and abstains for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that person who does sadaqah, charity so secretly, the left hand is not aware what the right hand spends, and that person when all alone sheds tears for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. It's a reminder, inshallah, after the remaining salah, an opportunity once again, spend in the way of Allah Ta'ala, spend for the house of Allah. This really calms and cools the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also, an important program will be taking place in the Barkas, the worry and fikr of deen coming alive in our lives, lives of the ummah. Important program will be taking place at the Markaz this Sunday, inshallah, between Asr and Isha, for professionals and business people, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه وخاصة نعمة الإيمان والإسلام وأن جعلنا في أمة حبيبه المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم فلنتوجه إلى الله عز وجل بالعدل في جميع أمورنا ولنتمسك بالمساجد وإحيائها بالصلوات والعمال الصالحة فإنها تجلب رحمة الله عز وجل عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله إمام عادل وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله عز وجل ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرقا عليه، ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله، ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه، ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين، خصوصا في فلسطين وفي الشام وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى بفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Fill in the gaps in the soft in front of us. Once we're in the soft, fill in the gaps between our shoulders, stand as close as possible and show that the hills are in a straight line. One of the great means of unity in the Ummah is to stand as close as possible in Salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فاجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وألف بين قلوبهم واصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وتقبل شهداءنا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. جزى الله عنا نبينا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.